Hi, everybody. You're here with AFL Sports Ready and one of our Indigenous mentors, Ralph White. We're just here to have a chat about Reconciliation Week and Sir Doug Nicholls round. So, Ralphie, it's great to have you here.
Great. Thanks, Chrissy. Proud to be here, brother.
No, awesome. It's great to have you here. Can you just tell me a little bit about Sir Doug Nicholls round and what it means to you as a proud Aboriginal man?
Oh, look, it just means so much to me. I know that the AFL has done some great work on this, and it used to be just Indigenous round, but they actually changed it recently to the Sir Doug Nicholls round. And Sir Doug in Victoria was synonymous. I mean, he was one of the pioneers. He did so much for the advancement of Aboriginal people in Victoria, and he obviously had an impact right across Australia. I was fortunate enough to meet Sir Doug, and he was such a gentleman. He's with a big heart, and his vision was just enormous. And I think that his relationship or his connection with the people and also with the government was really good, and he created a lot of opportunities for Aboriginal people throughout Victoria.
Yeah, that's great. Can you tell me a little bit about the round and how it's progressed in the last few years and what that means to you?
Yeah, no, look, it means not only to me, but also all the Victorian community, but also the players, more importantly, that are currently playing in the AFL. It means so much for them because it acknowledges their culture. It acknowledges the contribution that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have made to the game of AFL, which we all love so much. And I think it's been an important factor that it's highlighted the contribution that Aboriginal people have made to the sport.
Knowing that you're a proud Richmond fan, have you been at Dreamtime at the G and what's that like?
Oh, look, well, actually, it's quite funny because Dreamtime at the G is significant to the Sir Doug Nicholls round, and it sort of came out of AFL Sports Radio in the early days. They had a big role to play with their general manager and Kevin Sheedy and the likes of Bill Wilkie and all that sort of stuff. They talked about making a recognition of this and complimenting to the Dreamtime at the G, which Essendon and Richmond Football Club, which Sheedy has been part of, both of them. But it's been, yes, anonymous. And the numbers are just enormous. I think they've been getting good crowds. But it's really proud from time for all of us and the Aboriginal people and also mainstream people in terms of learning more about the culture. It promotes the culture. We do a lot of things around the events leading up to that, and the clubs put a lot of work into that. And I think I congratulate both Essendon and Richmond Football Club for the work they put into it.
No, that's great. Have you seen a lot change around the AFL with this Indigenous round, or Sir Doug Nicholls round, I should say, and what all the work that's done around it?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of work that's going around outside with the clubs. Most of the clubs now have developed their own RAP, which identifies some of the key things they're doing around the culture in terms of with Aboriginal people and communities and connection with communities. I've just come this morning from a breakfast with North Melbourne. They've developed a RAP. They're wanting to do more cultural stuff. They want to make the club a more culturally safe place for all players and particularly Indigenous players. But there is some, to answer your question, Chrissy, there is a lot of things happening outside there, behind the scenes stuff, which is enormous. And, you know, it all culminates into the stream time and the Sir Doug Nicholls round is just fantastic. And you'll notice a lot of things, it goes not only just from the playing side, but also the kids, players are getting their boots painted up. All clubs are having Indigenous jumpers done up, particularly highlighting the cultural connection, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I know you've had a bit to do with the Footy Means business and the young men that have partaken in that. Tell me a little bit about the program?
Yeah, well, that's something, a partnership that AFL Sports really has been involved with Rio Tinto and the AFL. And it happens every year. It's been the last 3 years that we've been involved with it. It just concludes with 50 young Aboriginal men from all around Australia. And it's about employment and it's about sport. And these guys come together for two camps. And the camps involve elite training, coaching, exposure to a whole range of stuff that young men are likely to confront getting into the AFL. A lot of these guys are wanting to play footy, but also wanting to also look for employment opportunities. And that's where AFL Sports really have been able to help them, to connect them with properly employment, and also obviously help them with their dreams and vision to play football.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And just one last one, Ralphie. How important is this to young Indigenous men and women around Australia? The Reconciliation Week,
look,
and
it's
also
enormous. Well, look, when you look back to history, it'll show that a lot of the Aboriginal people, particularly Sorry Day, which is on May the 26th, there's been a lot of I suppose, hurt and pain around those sort of things. But this is just trying to highlight all the good things that are happening in the community, and we're utilising sport. And there's an events that are happening, just promoting all the good events and activities that are happening in the communities, and the partnerships that are being formed through government, community groups and organisations right across. But yeah, this is a very important week, along with NAIDOC, which will be in July. That's another thing where we promote good Aboriginal culture stuff that's happening. And I know AFL Sports really been doing a lot of work around that too, because a lot of our staff have become more aware, they're being involved with some of the activities and encouraged to get involved. And one of the things that we do here all the time, all our staff get involved with Behind the March, which we really appreciate, and just goes solidarity between our workers here that are serious about wanting to learn more about the culture.
Yeah, that's fantastic, mate. Thanks for chatting with us. I know you do a lot of hard work in this area, and it's really progressing, so I think you should be proud of it.
I am very proud of it. Thank you very much.